USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats have been aiming to impeach President Trump since the day they took control of the House.
It was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
Talking with reporters at the Capitol, McCarthy made his comments after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that the Judiciary Committee will start drafting articles of impeachment.
Today, with the Speaker's announcement, she has weakened this nation.
During a White House luncheon with foreign ambassadors, President Trump says Iran's government is killing protesters and arresting a lot of their own citizens.
They're killing a lot of people, and they're arresting thousands of their own citizens in a brutal crackdown in recent weeks.
The president says the United States stands by the protesters and says the Iran situation could be fixed very quickly. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug. Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Tennessee is scheduled to execute a death row inmate Thursday night. Lee Hall will be electrocuted at Riverbend Maximum Security Institution. Hall was sentenced to death by Hamilton County jury for the 1991 murder of his ex-girlfriend. He threw gas on her and set her on fire, burning 95% of her body before she died a day later. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on an E. coli outbreak linked to California romaine lettuce.
Federal health authorities are now linking lettuce tainted with E. coli bacteria to more than 100 illnesses in 23 states. The FDA says the new number more than doubles the magnitude of an ongoing E. coli outbreak connected to romaine lettuce grown in California's Salinas Valley. The agency is telling people to check the label on lettuce they buy and to throw it out if it's from Salinas.
No grower, supplier, distributor, or brand has been specifically identified in the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he will not testify in impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
No, I'm not going to let them take your eye off the ball. The president is the one who has committed impeachable crimes. And I'm not going to let him divert from that. I'm not going to let anybody divert from that. And if you heard me say a lot of times, if he's worried about corruption, I'd release 21 years of my tax returns. Let him release some of his.
Republicans and the president have expressed their desire for Biden and his son Hunter to testify in a possible Senate hearing in the impeachment proceedings against the president. For the first time in the United States, a heart from a deceased donor was successfully revived and transplanted to a patient in need. On Sunday, Duke University doctors revived the heart from a deceased donor using an artificial circulatory mechanism. Once beating, the heart was successfully transplanted into the patient, a military veteran in his 60s. Dr. Tara Narula is a cardiologist at Lenox Hill Hospital. She's also a CBS News contributor. She says this is a game changer.
Well, this is really good news.
Game changer, right?
Exactly. So you can imagine waiting for months and waiting and waiting and then potentially never getting a heart. Many people pass away while they're waiting. And so the surgeon who performed this yesterday said this has the potential to increase the donor pool by about 30%.
Week 14 of the NFL season gets underway with the Chicago Bears hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.